In India, there are some selected places, very sacred place, and the yogis, generally, they go there and sit there alone in a sacred place and as prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita and perform there. The yoga asana cannot be executed in a public place, so that in assembly. Now, so far, this kirtan is concerned, just like we have performed just now kirtan. This is called sankirtan. Sankirtan means bahuvi nirutva kirtayati iti sankirtanam. When we sit down, many people together, when Lord Chaitanya was performing this kirtan ceremony 500 years before, he had in each group 16 persons taking part in kirtan, and thousands of people are singing with them. Now, this participation in the kirtan is very easily possible. But so far, the yoga system is concerned, that is required any very secluded and sacred place, silent, that is required. It is clearly said here, the sucho deshe pratisthapva siram, siram asanam atmanah. One has to place himself in a sacred place, in a silent place, then yoga system is possible. Now, comparatively, at the present moment, if you have to practice yoga, then strictly, according to the rules and regulations, you have to leave your home. You have to go out in a secluded place, in a sacred place, and there you have to execute the performance of meditation and yoga. At home it is not possible. So far Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is a book of authority. It is recommended here that you should find out a place, suitable place for executing yoga. But here, this is also yoga. This is called bhakti yoga. Kavanam kirtanam, bhakti yoga, they have got 9 different processes. Out of that, the first two, Savanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting. I am chanting, you are hearing, you are chanting, I am hearing. This is the process. Holy name of Sri Krishna. So everyone can take part in it. But in the yoga system, a particular man, if he is expert, if he is able, if he can leave alone from home in a secluded place, then perfection of yoga can be attained. It cannot be attained in a city, in a very good assembly, by exercising gymnastics. No. That is not recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. At least. We may do that according to one's own way, but that is not the system recommended by the Bhagavad Gita. Tattva-kāgamana-kṛtyā jato-cittendra-kriyā upavishvā-asane-junyād-yoga-ātma-viṣiddhāya. The whole process is, yoga system, whole process is to purify man. Purify. Ātma-viṣiddhāya. And what is that purification? The purification is that I am pure spirit and not this matter. And under material contact, I am identifying myself that I am that. I am thinking of myself, I am this body. This is impurity of my existence. And it is clearly said here that one has to to realize his constitutional position that he is not this matter. Atma Vishishaya Upavishya Asane Jindya Yogam Atma Vishishaya. The whole process is so purified that this purification process, if somebody is not able to go outside home and find out a secluded place, to do a thing that his purification of his existence will not be possible, no, it will be possible. That is the contribution of Lord Chaitanya. He says that Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Rannata. Lord Chaitanya says, in this age is called Kwal, age of Kwal. So he says that in this age, especially, of course, this chanting of holy name of Krishna, of God, that is always throughout the history of Vedic literature is fine. But especially in this age, it is recommended. Why? Now, kalo nasteva, 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 gatirannatha. Three times he has said that there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative. Nasteva means there is no other alternative. This is the only problem. This is Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevala. He says that in this age, simply chanting of God's name, that is the only process, that is the only process, that is the only process. And there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other. Why does he say three times? The three times means that this yoga process was possible in the Sapta Yuga. Kritaja Dhyato Vishnu. In those days, people could very easily and nicely meditate upon the Vishnu. Sometimes it is recommended the yoga system is meditation in the void. But we do not find in the Vedic literature that yoga system is meditation on fire. No. It is meditation on Vishnu that will be explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, after sitting in a secluded place, in a sanctified place, and according to the sitting arrangement with tiger skin or deer skin and straw, as it is recommended, then one should sit down there. He should not change his asana, sitting place. Then after sitting, what he has to do? He says, samankaya giro sayam samankaya siro grivang dharan achanang sthira. Now, one has to sit down straight. One has to sit down straight so that his skull, his head, and the body, and everything should be shaped like that. Samankaya jiva. Jiva means his neck. The neck and the skull and the body should be in one straight line. Samankaya siro grivang dharan achana. And should not move. Sit down like this. Sampretkha nasika agram. And one has to see the top portion of the nose. Not that one has to close his eyes completely, no. Then he cannot see. Sampretkha nasika agram. You have to see the upper portion of the nose. That means, if you have seen in some of the yogic societies, they close the eyes completely, and some of them, about 50% of them, are kneeling and sleeping, regular. Because as soon as you close your eyes, and if you have no subject matter to think, and you have been for 4 steps to meditate, you do not know to what to meditate, then the next result is sleeping and nothing. That is practical. So one has to sleep very Somebody was inquiring here, of course, some of the students, they were sleeping. That asked me, that, are they sleeping or meditating? So, yes, they are meditating by lying down. Yes. So sometimes meditation goes on in sleeping. No, that is not the process. You cannot close your eyes completely. Then you invite queen and sleep, and she will capture a whole process in like that. Here it is said that in order to keep yourself alive, you have to always see the upper portion of your nose. Kampriksa nasita gagam sang disastra anabalupa, and you cannot see that he is coming there, oh, he is here, some tiger is coming, or something is coming. No, no fear. Because you are in, put in a Himalaya, in a secluded place, and a sanctified place. So you haven't got to, any for any other reason, you haven't got to, and to move your neck. And that is not possible in the society. You must have to go in a secluded place. There are so many disturbances. At once, disturbance is there, and I have to look who is there. This is the position here. But here it is said that you cannot move your head. You have to sit down straight. That your neck and skull and body should be in long straight line. And you have to see the upper portion of your nose always. That is the system. प्रशांतात्मा विगत भी ब्रह्मचारी व्रते स्थित देन वन शुड बी अनडिस्टर्ब इन माइंड ए मैन हु इज ऑलवेज डिस्टर्ब इन माइंड ही कैनॉट अपार्ट फ्रॉम योग दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल एंड विगत ही मीन्स फियर फियरफुलनेस वन हु हैज नो फियर इफ यू हैज नॉट फियर देन हाउ कैन गो आउट ऑफ होम इन दी जंगल दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल दैट इज अनदर क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर एग्जीक्यूटिंग योगा नॉट ओनली फॉर योगा एनी पर्सन हु इज ट्राइंग टू एलिवेट हिमसेल्फ इन द स्पिरिचुअल लैंड He has to become fearless, vigata bhi, and brahmachari vrate sthita. Brahmachari vrata means celibate. No sex life at all. Complete depravity. brahmachari vrate. Vrata means with a vow. I will have no sex life with a vow. Such person can execute yoga. Prashantatma vigata bhi brahmachari vratesthita manas sangyamna. When the atma is, there is no demand, when you have no demand, then your mind is naturally becomes controlled. Manas sangyamna machitya. Now doing all these things, the next item is machitya. Krishna says, must to transfer the whole thinking to Krishna or Vishnu. Not take it. Must sit down. So, if that is the system of yoga, must sit down. Yukta asita maskara. Must sit down and yukta asita maskara. Always thinking of me or Vishnu. Always thinking. So now that one who is in Krishna consciousness, he gets the opportunity of the highest yoga system, but he hasn't got to take the trouble of the cross. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Yes. The whole thing is coming down, the Lord says, Machitta. The mind should be engaged in Vishnu, the yogi, the real yogi who goes to the forest, to the secluded place. The things are the Chaturbhuj Vishnu, that is the strength here. Mana sanyama machitya jitta asita matpara jinyan neva sadatmanam yogi niyatamanasa jinyan neva, by prosecuting the process of yoga in such a way, the sitting place, the, I mean to say, bodily requisition, brahmachari, celibacy, secluded place, and sitting straight and looking on the uppermost part of the nose. These are the sitting process, and mind should be concentrated on Vishnu. This is the meditation process. Evam sadatmana yogi niyatamanasa. Niyatamanasa means one who has just controlled his mind. The whole process is yogic process is simply to control the mind. Yoga, Indriya Sanyama, not only mind, but all the senses. All the senses, basically under control. And controlling the senses, the mind should be engaged in Vishnu. Within Vishnu we have God, Paramatma, the Super Soul, Vishnu. And we have to concentrate in that way. Then, Shanti Nirvana Paramar Matsamadhyati, then he becomes peaceful after extinguishing this material life. This material life is just like fire. It has been compared with the forest fire. As the forest fire automatically takes place, nobody goes to set fire. Similarly, in this material world, even you who try to live very peacefully and without quarreling with any other man, the place is such nature that he will not be able to live in peace anywhere within this universe. That is the problem. But one who is transcendentally situated, either by the yogic process or by the process of empiric knowledge, or by bhakti yoga, either of these processes, there may be a little difference at the ultimate end, but all these three processes, they are meant for transcendental life. So any process, if you make it perfect, then really you get peace. Peace. The only difference is that this yogic process as described in the Bhagavad Gita, it is not possible to be executed in this age. Therefore, the next alternative is this Hari Kirtan, as Lord Chaitanya recommends and devises. And you can practically see that Kirtan, you can go on for hours together, you feel not tired. But if you are asked to sit down in the posture as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita for executing yoga system or hardly some spare convenience. So, Shanti Nibbanam, Parama, Mastano Vigachya. And after extinguishing this material life, then what is next? Oh, next is not void, is not impersonal void, as they say. Bhagavad Gita does not say like that. Bhagavad Gita says, Mastha-mastha-mastha-madhigasthati. He enters into my establishment. Mastha means establishment. Now, when you speak of establishment, suppose a big man, he has got establishment. So that means it is not void. Then establishment means there are varieties of engagement. Unless it cannot be transformed. So here it is clearly said that must have found a diversity. One attains to the kingdom of God where spiritual varieties are there. They are not very less, otherwise the Lord would not have said that there is a regular establishment. Just as you have got a regular establishment in your household affairs, similarly, the Lord has a regular household establishment in the spiritual world, much more powerfully. If these processes are simply to qualify himself to enter into that establishment, that's all. We are all belong to that establishment, but being forgetful, we are now in this material world. Just like some of us become crazy and he goes to the lunatic asylum. Similarly, those who become crazy, so spiritual identity, they are put into this lunatic asylum, what is called material world. This is a part of lunatic asylum. Everything is being done not very safely, you see. So we have to get out of this lunatic asylum and enter into the kingdom of God, Sri Krishna. Now Sri Krishna is personally teaching what is his kingdom, what he is, and what he was, and what is the relationship with Krishna. This everything is being taught in the Bhagavad Gita. And a sane man, an intelligent man, must take advantage of these processes. Then, Lord Krishna says, Nātas-nātas-nātas-jūvasti. Anyone who eats more than necessary, he cannot perform yoga. Na-ti-asnatasya-yogasthi-na-cha-aitantam-anasnata. If person, willfully trying to keep himself in starvation, he cannot perform yoga. Neither the person who eats more than he requires, he also cannot perform. The eating process should be moderate, only for keeping the body and soul together, not for enjoyment of the tongue. So that is a real yogi process. But you cannot eat very palatable things, because as soon as palatable things come before us, naturally, if I take one, I must take two, three, four. So for yogis, as yogis are concerned, they cannot take any palatable, desirable thing. They have to simply take only the necessity. Some of the yogis there was one yogi in Calcutta, of course, in a temple, in a sanctified place. He was taking once only a little punch of rice, boiled with water, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon he was taking. That was his food, nothing more. Nothing more. So, nāti asnatastu yogasthi na silkānta matasnata nāti sapnasīlastha. If anyone drinks very much, but he cannot also execute. Now, here Sri Krishna does not say that there is dreamless sleep. Dreamless sleep cannot be possible. It is not possible. If somebody says dreamless sleep, it is also another lunacy. No. Dream there must be, more or less. As soon as you go asleep, dream there must be. That may be good dream, bad dream, or for long time, or for little time, but dream there must be. But Krishna says, that na cha oti sapna silaksa. That means one who dreams very much while sleeping, he cannot execute.
Yoga.
No, yeah, jagrata naiva kajjana. And one who cannot sleep at night. And what a young friend, he cannot sleep. for him it is not yoga. For yoga class it is not possible. He may not down here. sleep also requires. He cannot remain without sleeping. That is also required. That means, somehow or other, you should keep your body fit. You should not eat more. You should not voluntarily starve. You should not be voluntarily awake. And if you keep yourself peaceful, then you will not sleep, you will not dream also. Dream when the body is very much agitated, then we see so many dreams due to the air which is coming out of agitated body. And if you keep yourself peaceful, full mind, full head, stomach, then there is ordinary sleep. So here, this is said, that nasa oti sapna silasya jagrata naiva kajjana. Again, he repeats, yuktahara viharasya yoga cheshtasya yukta cheshtasya karmasya. Now, here again he says, yukta cheshtasya karmasya. Now, if a yogi has to go away from home, then where is the question of karma? That means, sometimes those who are practicing yoga at home, for him it is said that yukta cheshtasya karmasya. If you want to be a yogi at home, then your other engagement should be moderate. You cannot engage for earning your living very heavily and at the same time you can become a yogi. No, that is not. That is not that. Yukta ahara viharasya. You should eat very moderately. You should gratify your senses very moderately. And your work should be anxiety-less. You should not dream more. And you should not awake. These are the rules. Then yoga process will be successful. Jada vinyatam chittam atmani eva avatishtate nishtriya sarvakamibha yukta ittuchyate tada.
Now, what is the sign that one has attained perfection in yoga?
The Lord says, jada vinyatam chittam.
Chittam means your heart or your consciousness.
When this self-control,
consciousness is completely under your control,
you do not become dependent on the dictation of your mind, but mind becomes under your control.
Jadabhinitam chittam atmaniva avatishtate, and mind does not go out, because the yogi's principal business is to think of Krishna or Vishnu always. So, yogi cannot allow his mind to go out. That is possible in Krishna consciousness. When we are engaged in Krishna consciousness, always engaged in Krishna service, naturally, my mind cannot go out besides Krishna. Besides Krishna. The mind is automatically controlled.
Nishriha, sarvakame bha,
and you shall have no desire for material sense gratification.
Sarva kama bha. Kama means material desire.
And sarva, all kinds. That means, if you are in Krishna consciousness, then you have no other desires. So your desire,
desireless you cannot be.
That is not possible. Desireless means, here it is, clearly says, sarva kama bha. coming from in desire for sense gratification. That is the way purify. But desire to serve Krishna, that is very good, very nice thing. So we have to transfer the desire. This is called Krishna consciousness. That's all. Desire you cannot kill. It is not possible. I am a living being. Desire is my constant companion. So that Krishna consciousness means to purify the desire. Why, how is that? Without sarva-kama-bhav, without desiring for material sense gratification, I can desire so many things for Krishna's service. There are so many things. Suppose, just like take for example, eating. Eating, we want palatable dishes. Very good. But you prepare the palatable foods for Krishna. For Krishna, you prepare hundreds of palatable. Don't think that it is being prepared for me. That was one who prepares foodstuff for Krishna, he has to take very precaution. You see, that is being prepared for Krishna. Sometimes I therefore ask the students, don't touch your mouth, don't very cleanly, very sanctifiedly, because it is being killed. So, now that desire that Krishna will eat such nice cake and such nice bread, right? So, the whole thing is prepared in Krishna consciousness. And when it is offered to Krishna, you tell. So your karma is already satisfied, because in the, from the very beginning, you are thinking that it is being prepared for Krishna. You have no desire. But Krishna is so merciful that he gives you the full staff for your eating. So your desire is already fulfilled. You do not desire it, but Krishna's mercy is so that he can fulfill it. Nitya sarva-kama-bhya chitta ityuchyate tada. At that time, when one has more than his clarity in such a way, then he is to be understood that he has attained perfection in the yoga system. Simply routine work, doing some exercise, that is not the yoga system as far Bhagavad Gita is concerned. Now, japha dīpa nivātastha nengate sopamāt mṛtaha yogina jata cittasya jinyato yogamātmana. Just like a lamp, when it is not agitated by the wind, if the flame is straight, similarly, the mind should not be agitated. That flame is very nice when it is stands straight without being moved by the wind. That flame is very nice. But that example is given here. The flame is so susceptible to wind that a little agitation it moves. So similarly, our mind is also so susceptible to material desires that a little movement can change the whole change. Siddhanta India Dhamma Vidyamsa Vikarshati. Little change. In the Vedic language, it is forbidden for a yogi or those who are transcendental, because he has to remain brahmachari pratisthita. Brahmachari, there are two kinds of brahmachari. One who is living a complete celibacy, complete free from sex life. He is called brahmachari. Another brahmachari is grihastha brahmachari. He has got his wife, but he has no other understanding with any other woman. And that wife also only, relation with him is performed under regulation. He is also brahmachari. One who has his relationship with wife under rules and regulations and does not know any other woman, he is also brahmachari. That is also called brahmachari. And one who leads complete celibacy life, that he is also brahmachari. So that brahmachari dhata is essential for yogi. Brahmachari dhata. Now, Just as if Yogadasana, that mind should not be existing. He says, the mind should not be. Suppose I am Brahmacharya. I am taking the vow, Brahmacharya Gate Sita. I am taking the vow that I will have no sex life in my life. The mind may be agitated sometimes, so there are precautions. Precautions, it is said in the Vedic literature that one should be very careful about omen. They are so much careful. Matra sastra dhikrava nāvijittāsaneva says the prescription is that one should not sit alone in with his mother, with his sister, and with his daughter. Balavāna viyagrāma viddhāna suvitatsati. The mind is so, and she says, triggered, that in little they can take about. You see? So these things are prescription for the yogis. Yogi has to look into the prescription of the system. Jatra paramate sittam nilidham yoga sevaya jatra seva atmana atmanam pasthan atmane sushati. That the yogi should control in such a way his mind, that as soon as mind goes from the position of meditating on Vishnu, he should at once drag the mind. That requires a very good practice. Then Krishna says that sukham matam pitam jat tat buddhi grahyam matindriya. Atindriya. Desi jatra na sevayam sitaschalati tattataha. One who does not know that real happiness can be experienced by your transcendental senses, not with this material sense. Senses are not to be satisfied. Desires are not to be satisfied. But there are desires in the spiritual field. There are sense satisfaction, spiritual seed. There is a different thing. Yes, it is said, sukham matam sitam jha. What is really happiness? Thought buddhi grayam utindriyam. That is transcendental to this experience, empirical sense gratification. Besi vatrana sivayam sitaskalati sattata. One who does not know this, then certainly he will be agitated in the mind and fall down. So one should know that the happiness which we are trying to derive from the material senses, that is not happiness. Several times I recited one nice verse, the description of Rama. Ramante yogina anante satyanande siddhatmani iti ramapadevinasu parabrahma iti abhidhiyate. The yogina, those who are actually yogi, they also enjoy. And how they enjoy? Ramante yogina anante, in the unlimited, not into the limited, in the unlimited. Yogina anante and satyanande, that is real. Satyananda, Siddhātmani, and that is free spiritual. That is not material. Iti Rama, this is the meaning of Rama. Hare Rama is described. Rama means to enjoy in the spiritual life. That is called Rama. It is all pleasure. Krishna is also pleasure. Rama is also pleasure. Because we are all hunting after pleasure. But we do not know where to find out the pleasure. The pleasure is in spiritual life. That is real thing. We have not to satisfy pleasure, but we have to enjoy it properly. There's a diseased man. He cannot enjoy life. His enjoyment of life is a false enjoyment. When he's cured, when he's in a healthy life, then his enjoyment is gone up. Similarly, so long we are in the material conception of life, we do not expect that we are enjoying. We are simply entangling. That means this is man if he enjoys. If he gets nice food, he cannot eat. But if he likes and takes till the day, without the information of the medical press and physician, then he prolongs his disease. That he is killing himself, the process. Similarly, the more we increase our material enjoyment, we are more making ourselves entangled in this material world without being free from the material pressure. That is the whole system of yoga, dhyana, bhakti, anywhere. One will find this system is nice, that system is very difficult. That is a different thing, but any system you adopt, the whole thing is that you have to purify your existence from the conception of material enjoyment to the conception of Krishna consciousness enjoyment. That will make it. Thank you.